AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is calling Democratic demands for restrictions on federal immigration officers unrealistic. Democrats say without changes at three agencies, they will not vote to fund the Homeland Security Department. Filmmaker Woody Allen's friendship with Jeffrey Epstein has been known for years, but emails in the newly released Justice Department records illustrate that relationship in new depth. In 2015, Allen and his wife, Suni Previn, went on a trip to Washington, D.C. with the help of their friend Epstein. They were able to tour the White House. Allen, his wife, and Epstein were neighbors in New York City, and the records show the three frequently dined together. They offered each other emotional support during periods when they were being criticized in the media. They also discussed being accused of sexual misconduct, which they described as unfair. In other news, the AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that even with a small amount of aid going to Cuba, the country is still struggling to keep the lights on.
Even as the U.S. sends an additional $6 million worth of Hurricane Melissa aid to Cuba's hard-hit eastern region, Cuba's overall economic crisis still deepens, with Cuba's president accusing the U.S. of an energy blockade. Last week, President Donald Trump signed an executive order to impose tariffs on any country that sells or provides oil to Cuba. Residents of a small coastal town in the Northwest say they still face severe hardships despite living near energy sources. Kenya Montoya laments that until December, things were a little better. Now it's January and money is tight. The anvil is crushing us and asks, where's the improvement? Senior State Department official Jeremy Lewin says Cuba is to blame for the hardships for their people, not the U.S.
This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Matthew Stafford edged Drake May for the AP NFL Most Valuable Player Award. Cleveland's Myles Garrett was named Defensive Player of the Year. San Francisco's Christian McCaffrey was Comeback Player of the Year, and New England's Mike Vrabel was Coach of the Year. Drew Brees, Larry Fitzgerald, Luke Kuechly, Adam Vinatieri, and Roger Craig were voted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Milwaukee's Giannis Antetokounmpo and Memphis's Ja Morant were not traded ahead of Thursday's NBA trade deadline. Chris Goddard shot 63 and has a two-stroke lead atop the boisterous Phoenix Open after one round. Scottie Scheffler struggled with an opening 2 over 73, and Haley Scamora scored twice as the U.S. opened the Olympic women's hockey tournament with a 5-1 win over Czechia. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.